October 15th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I address you yet again in an attempt to reconcile your hearts with the truth. These times are evil, and truth has been the victim of evil. If you live in the reality of truth, you will readily recognize the truth when it is challenged by Satan. The evil one can only gain ground when truth is compromised. People in general do not recognize Satan's inroads into their hearts and their lives, for he wears many disguises. If you are close to the spirit of my heart, you will more easily recognize the enemy of your soul. He may come clothed in good, but introduce you to evil. His temptations oppose my commandments. Therefore, clothe yourselves in the good of all my commandments, and you will more easily discern the truth between good and evil. There is no soul that Satan neglects. He is most successful in the souls who do not recognize him." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.